That was a sort of Icarus. That was a sort of Icarus from Movieland's Then and Now. The fourth act is glowing. All of your anger is actually shame, and I bet that makes you angry. So, the fourth act is glowing. All of your anger is actually shame, and I bet that makes you angry. With buckets of blood. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. I would like to provide an update on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On June 26, the SFU Red Leafs hockey website announced the recruitment of Carter Schmidt, who hails from Kelowna, BC, stands at 5 feet 9 inches or 175 centimeters, weighs 175 pounds or 79 kilograms, and spent the last season with the Fort McMurray Barons, from what I understand. Let me take a look here. Sorry about this. Just a minute. I just need to correct. I just need to make sure I'm saying things correctly. So, Carter Schmidt, the first recruit for the SFU Independent Red Leafs, played last season with the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, where he scored 17 goals, 39 points in 43 games in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, capping off his four-year Junior A career that started in the British Columbia Hockey League. Another interesting fact is that Carter Schmidt's family billeted several players for the Kelowna Rockets, which play in the Western Hockey League, including the Winnipeg Jets forward, Josh Morrissey.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Welcome back. The fifth group is White Denims 12. The tune is Handout Giving.
Lay your head down, take a little rest on my shoulder.
I'd like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A Box Lacrosse Amateur League sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. On June 25th, the Victoria Shamrocks frightened the Langley Thunder 13-10 at Langley Event Center as Patrick Dodds led the Shamrocks with 5 goals, 2 assists, followed by Andrew Q with a goal, 5 assists, while Nathan Lamb led the Thunder with 3 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort. On June 26, the Coquitlam Aidenex bested the host New West Samabellis 8-7 at Queen's Park Arena as Christian Del Bianco led the Aidenex with 47 saves. Helped by James Rahi with a goal, 3 assists, while Tyler Pace led the Samabellis with 3 goals and 2 assists in a losing effort. 2 games were on tap for June 27th. The Victoria Shamrocks edged the visitors New West 6-5 at the Q Center in Colwood as Zach Mance, Matthew Gaucher led the Shamrocks with a goal, 2 assists each, and the host Burnaby Lakers bested the Nanaimo Timbermen 8-7 in overtime as Noah Manning led the Timbermen with 2 goals, including the tying goal along with 2 assists, while Silas Richmond led the Lakers with 3 goals, including the game winner, along with 2 assists, followed by Thomas Velas with 2 goals and 3 assists at Bill Copeland Arena.
That was some party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association. Just by Mike here. 2 points are awarded for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Victoria Shamrocks are first at 8-1-1, 17 points. The Coquitlam Aidenex are second at 8-2-1, also 17 points. The New West Samabellis are third at 8-2, 16 points. Then there's a huge drop-off in the point parade, as the Langley Thunder are 4th at 4-6, 8 points. The top 4 teams make the playoffs, from what I understand. And the rest, the Maple Ridge Barrages are 5th at 3-5-2, 8 points. The Burnaby Lakers are 2-8, 4 points. And the Nanaimo Timbermen are dead last at 1-10.
Beauty day, man. Let's take the boat out.
Sure. Toss me a life jacket. Try that again. One more time. What about my shades?
1 in 3 fatalities on our waterways is caused by impaired boating. Make the smart choice. Don't boat impaired.
We really should stay on the dock.
A message from Mad Canada.
The sixth act is Willie Carlisle's The Magnolia Sessions. Here is She'll Never Be Mine.
My love is a river where the white waters pour. I hunted and trapped her by the gates of Lodore. She sings with the spirit of a cool mountain rain, where I won her bright silver in a high court lane. She'll never be mine. treasure so simple and fine, I know she'll never be mine. My love's a cantina where I drink with my friends. I called her Dolores and sometimes Cheyenne. I followed her begging all over the West. My love is a headlight on a midnight express. She'll never be mine. She'll never be mine. I want all her treasure so simple and fine. I know she'll never be mine. Montana with the high Douglas fir, and many long summers I labored for her. She sings with the spirit of the high autumn corn. She came from the land where my children were born. She'll never be mine. She'll never be mine. I want all her treasure so simple and fine. I know she'll never be mine. My love is the life that a boomer will lead. You chain her with lies, you trap her with greed. My love is a dreamer, I follow the dream. You say she's a beggar, I say she's a queen.
Thank you for listening to episode 25 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. I just like to provide updates on the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division scores before the last song. The Victoria Eagles are up 7-3 on the Okanagan Athletics. The Mid-Island Pirates and Langley Blaze are tied at 1 at Langley's McLeod Park. The Victoria Eagles and Okanagan Athletics are at Clonus Elk Stadium. And the Abbotsford Cardinals are up 7-1 on the North Island Royals at Parksville's Inuit Wallace Field. Now to the last tune before 11. It is Eddie Carey and Sarah Semple's Lanterns in the Dark. Songs of Comfort and Lullabies. Okay, maybe I don't have time today. Sorry, I don't have time for that song. I'm actually sorry about this. Let me look if I have another song here. I'm really sorry about this. Just a minute, please. Trying to find a song to close out my last show. I will play Eddie Carey and Sarah Semple next week. Okay, let me look. if there is enough of a time. Oh, there is one. The last tune before 11 is Ellie Kessler's self-titled album. Here is one.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.
Iverse.